Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
A woman is lucky to be alive after being shoved in front of a train at the Union Square subway station yesterday. And she's talking with our Carol DiOria. Carol?
Well, Larry, the woman is 40 years old. Her name is Lillian Sugg Barcella, a married mother of two girls, ages 9 and 14. And she is home today recuperating in Brooklyn. I sat down and spoke with her, and she said that she still feels quite dizzy. She has 8 stitches in her head, and she has some trouble walking without someone holding her. Other than that, she was talking to me, and tears were running down her face. She says, "I can't believe I have no scratches on my face, no cuts, nothing, just this little bit of dizziness." And she still can't believe that a man pushed her to the tracks and she was run over by a train. She doesn't remember any of it. She was on the platform, she said, and she was about to listen to her Bible stories on her phone when that was the last thing she remembers. That's when she was pushed. But the police told her, although the pusher is in custody, she must press charges or he will be set free, and then he could just do it again. So when she heard that, she says, oh, my goodness. As soon as she feels better, she's hoping on Monday she plans to do that, just that. Now, she was on her way to work when she was pushed. She cleaned someone's home up on 86th Street in Manhattan in that vicinity, and she was just simply waiting for the train when out of the blue, this man came behind her and pushed her. She said she has no idea who he was. But she says, I think he must be crazy. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
New York City school kids are attending class remotely today. School buildings are closed on orders of the mayor until the city comes up with a new safety protocol. The mayor says it will include more testing, and he hopes to make an announcement next week. 38 neighborhoods across the city now register a COVID test positivity rate above 4% on a 7-day rolling average. 9 have a rate above 5%. 5 of them are in Queens. In Breezy Point, it's 7.25%. And the 10307 zip code in Tottenville on Staten Island has a rate of 7.6%. In New Jersey, it's worse, with a test rate approaching 12%. Governor Murphy says it's going to get worse before it gets better. He says New Jersey will likely face new restrictions next week. Nurses at Montefiore Hospital in New Rochelle are frustrated. They've given management 10 days' notice of a strike unless they see movement on contract negotiations. They've been stalled for 2 years. The 2-day strike would begin December 1st. Registered nurse Kathy Santoema chairs the New York State Nurses Association. She tells the Journal News that more than 98% of nurses authorized the strike. She says they want better salaries and benefits and safer working conditions. She says they don't want a strike, especially now, but she feels they have to. A spokesman for Montefiore calls the threat disgraceful. Experts and officials have been advising people not to travel or gather in large groups for Thanksgiving. In Newark, it's going to be the law. Mayor Roz Baraka will implement a 10-day stay-at-home order starting next Wednesday. And in the 07105 zip code, which covers the Ironbound section, there's a curfew tonight and tomorrow that runs from 8 p.m. to 3 a.m. The hungry, dehydrated, tiny owl found in the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is said to be eating its way back to good health, and it could be released back into the wild tomorrow. The owl was discovered on Monday by a worker setting up the tree. It came from Oneonta in upstate New York. The bird is currently at the Ravensbeard Wildlife Center in Saugerties, where it's dining on mice. The group Trans New York insists it will have safety and wellness protocols in place this evening for its Transgender Day of Remembrance celebration. There will be a long list of speakers. It begins at 6:30 at the Christopher Street Pier. President-elect Biden issued a statement noting that at least 37 transgender and gender nonconforming people have been killed this year, most of them black and brown transgender women. He says that's intolerable, and on this day of remembrance, we honor their lives and recommit to the work that remains to ensure that everyone has the opportunity to live authentically, earn a living wage, and be treated with dignity and respect. Now that New Jersey voters approved legalizing recreational marijuana, the devil is in the details. How will the pot be sold and taxed? A bill before the state Senate eliminates caps on the number of licenses, while the assembly bill increases the number from 28 to 37. Both bills call for a tax on top of the state's existing sales tax, and they would allow the Cannabis Regulatory Commission to levy an optional additional excise tax, with the proceeds going towards social equity programs. Both chambers are expected to hold floor votes next week. Governor Phil Murphy supports the legalization. Governor Murphy will sign Daniel's law today. He'll be joined by Senators Cory Booker and Robert Menendez. The law prohibits the disclosure of the home addresses of current or retired federal, state, and municipal judicial officers, prosecutors, law enforcement officers, their spouses, and their children on the Internet. The penalty is 3 to 5 years in prison and a $15,000 fine. This comes after the shooting death of 20-year-old Daniel Anderl, the son of federal Judge Esther Salas, at their New Jersey home. Authorities say the gunman found the address online. He later shot and killed himself. The new Giants, three New York Giants, that is, are dealing with the coronavirus case. The team tweeted it has notified the three players, and they have tested positive, and the players were immediately notified to self-isolate, and contact tracing is underway. The Giants are on a bye week. They don't play again until the 29th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.